الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا، إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا. صدق الله العظيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أتاني جبريل فقال: هذه ليلة النصف من شعبان، ولله تعالى فيها عتقاء من النار كعدد الشعور غنم كلب، ولا ينظر الله تعالى فيها إلى مشرك ولا إلى مشاحن ولا إلى قاطع رحم ولا إلى عاقل لوالدي ولا إلى مسبل ولا إلى مدمن خمر، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام، elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world a place of effort, and this world is a place of imtihan, a place of test. The sum total perspective of the reality of the life of this human being in this world is that every human being is in an examination room. إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا. إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه. Various places in the Quran, Allah draws our attention to this. ليبلوكم. Allah is testing us. That Allah who has created this entire universe, before its creation, had already decided its destruction. وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا سَعِيدًا جُرُزًا قَاعًا صَفْصَفًا لَا تَرَى فِيهَا عِوَجًا وَلَا أَمْتًا. Such a vast universe, a magnificent testimony, and a constant reminder, an invitation for us to realize the majestic glory, qudrat, and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. انظروا إلى السماء وارتفاعها وإلى الشمس وشعائها وإلى الأرض واتساعها وإلى البحر وأمواجها. Reflect, ponder over this huge sky. رفع السماء بغير عمد ترونها. Without any pillars, without any support, that is standing aloft, does not sag. Allah invites you. هل ترى من فطور فرجع البصر كرتين ينقلب ثم رجع البصر فرجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم رجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئ وهو حسير. Allah says, look at it, ponder over it, reflect. Can you see any defect in it? Look again. If you will try to find a defect, you will not find a defect in the creation of Allah. Look at the sun, shining ball, sirajan wahaja, shining lantern. Surface temperature of the sun, 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The core of the sun, 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Every second, 14 billion tons of helium gas is converted into 12 billion tons of hydrogen gas. This chemical reaction causes energy to be given off, equivalent to 500 million atom bombs exploding at one time. Flames 500,000 kilometers long. It is said if the light or energy of the sun is divided into 200 million parts, then only one part is reaching the earth. The poet invites, "Unzuru ila shams wa shu'aiha." Why don't you look? Why don't you ponder? Why don't you reflect at this constant reminder of Allah's greatness, of Allah's qudrat, of Allah's favor? Was there ever a day that it required a service, that the petrol had to be renewed, that some pipe was blocked? Constantly, it is said in 1948, an arc of light came out from the sun and went back. Scientists at that time measured the energy contained in one arc of light from the sun. They estimated that it was sufficient to power the earth for the next 10 billion years. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتِّسَاعِهَا. Look at this earth, the manner in which it is stretched out. Look at the oceans and the rising waves. There wasn't one pebble. Allah is Khaliq. Allah is Badi'a. Allah is Musawwir. Allah is that creator who creates from nothingness. Allah does not require raw material to bring things into existence. There wasn't a pebble, and this 24,000 kilometer diameter ball, Allah brought it into existence, this earth. Spinning at the speed of 1,000 kilometers an hour, moving outward 65,000 kilometers an hour. There wasn't one blade of grass, Allah brought these jungles into existence. There wasn't one wisp of air, Allah brought the hurricanes into existence, this entire atmosphere brought into existence. There wasn't one droplet of water, Allah brought the rivers, Allah brought the seas, Allah brought the streams. Snow-packed mountain peaks, layers and layers, kilometers of ice, water with different texture, different tastes, somewhere sweet, somewhere sour, somewhere bitter, somewhere slimy. There wasn't one drop of petrol. Allah brought so much of petrol into existence that it is used today more than water, and still millions and millions and millions of barrels are still coming out. Everything around us, unzuru. Quran invites you, look, tafakkaru. Utilize the intelligence which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Ponder over all this. The reality of it, that Allah who has created it, has announced beforehand its destruction. Everything which we have, one of the greatest tragedies and ironies and fallacies which this human being lives his existence under, is this so-called concept or idea that things belong to me. I own it, my shop, my property, my investment, my wealth. Milkiyat, ownership, malik is only Allah. La malika illa Allah. The only owner is Allah. If you owned it, why do you have to leave it behind? If you owned it, why do your children have to become the inheritors of it? Why do you lose its possession if you are the owner? If you are qabiz, if you are the controller. Once when Alim was sitting in the masjid, wealthy man came in, started bragging and boasting, "Mali sahab, I just did a big deal. I bought this property. I own this car. I own this. I own that." He starts enumerating his investment portfolio. His Alim looks at him and smiles and says, "When you come to my village or my town, come and see, visit my place also." So he says to this Alim, "How will I find your place?" He says, "When you come to my town, ask the people, where's Juto Kigar? Where's the home of the liars?" Sometime later he went to that town, he's asking everybody, "Why, where's Juto Kigar? Where's Juto Kigar?" They say, "We never heard of this place. What are you talking about?" Finally he comes across this Alim. He says, I can't find your place. No one has heard of it. He said, come with me. Took him down to the end of the street, turned left, turned right, and came to the Qabristan, the graveyard. This man got upset. He says, what do you mean? He says, this is Jhooto Ki Ghar. This is the home of the liars. Every one of the residents of this grave is a liar. He said, he owned this. That one said he owned that. That one said it was my car, my house, my possession, my this, my that. He was a liar. What he has in that grave is his only possession. That which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he passed by the graveyard of Medina Munawara, Jannatul Baqiyah, he addressed the residents of the graves. And he said, Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-quburi min al-muslimin. Peace be upon you, residents of these graves. خبر ما عندنا أن أزواجكم قد تزوجت وأن أموالكم قد تفرقت وأن دوركم قد سكنت. Listen to the message from our side. The wealth which you had amassed, which you considered to be yours, has been distributed and given to others. The homes which you prided yourself over, today other people are living in those homes. The wives which you were madly in love with, my wife, today she is married to someone else. I always give this example. One of our elders recently was in the Qabristan, attended a mayit. There was one youngster whom he knew. He said, take me to your father's qabr. Take me to your father's grave. I want to read Fatiha. So the youngster pointed out one grave. Before this alim can start making dua, the uncle of the youngster taps him on the back and he says, bhai, this is not your father's grave. Your father's grave is that side. That same father who probably his entire life toiled for this youngster, who broke so many commands of Allah so that the whims and fancies of this youngster can be fulfilled. Barely has the body of that father gone into the qabr, and the same youngster in this generation already has forgotten where the grave of his father is. The voice from the grave called out, responded, Wa alaykum as-salam ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. O Umar, peace be upon you. Now listen to the message from our side. خبر ما عندنا أنما قدمناه وجدنا وأنما أنفقناه ربحنا وأنما تركناه خسرنا. Umar, what we sent ahead, we have found that. What amal and what deeds we did were multiplied and presented to us. And all those things that we amassed of this world, that we hankered and chased after, khasirna, Umar, we have lost it forever. Every aspect, the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of this dunya, again and again calls out, reminds us that it is a target for destruction. It will come to an end. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةِ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدًا فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدًا. What ajeeb, astonishing exclamations, proclamations Quran uses. Nafkha, sayha, zajra, thunderous explosion, heart-splitting scream, ear-splitting scream, al-qari'ah, mal-qari'ah, wama adraka mal-qari'ah. Behind this one message, that not Durban or the residents of Durban will remain, and not South Africa or Africa, or any aspect of this entire earth or existence will remain. Without exception, the creator of all this will destroy everything. كل من عليها فان. This concept Quran broadens it. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every nafs, first verse, kullu man, every entity, every living being. Second verse, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, every nafs, every soul will taste death, will be destroyed. And then, Quran broadens it to the extent that there is no exclusion left. Kullu shay halikun illa wajha. Every shay, every entity will be destroyed. One Allah alone will remain. The life of this world is a test. Nothing is our possession, nothing belongs to us. A day is coming, the Arabic word day, yawm, which Quran again and again reminds us, yawmul fasl, yawmul deen, yawmul jaza, yawmul hasra, yawmul nadama, yawmul ta'ammatul kubra, yawmul sakha, yawmul jannah, yawmul nar, yawmul taghabun, inna yawmul fasli kana miqata, thalika yawmul mashhood. اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم مالك يوم الدين يوم يوم يوم. A day is coming, a day is coming. يوم الدين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين. A day when the scales of justice will be set up. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. There will be no zulm, no oppression of any kind. And each and every human being, without exception, today he may have been a billionaire, he may have been the ruler of some superpower. Every time he moved, there may have been an announcement, hato bacho, move out, someone big is coming. There may have been a cavalcade that followed him. But that day is coming. If you take zero multiplied by zero, it will be zero. Take 1,000 multiplied by zero, still zero. Take 1,000,000 multiplied by zero, still zero. Take 1,000,000,000 multiplied by zero, still zero. Whatever you possess, whatever we have, when the angel of death will present itself, every plan, every hope, every aspiration, whatever we have amassed of this world, the reality is it will be multiplied by zero. Harun Rashid, ruling 3 continents, those who are familiar with geography, such a vast kingdom. From Kufa to Portugal, from Iraq to Istanbul, from Iraq to Senegal in northern Africa. When he used to see a rain cloud, he would say, Umturi haythu shit, wasayujba ilayya kharajuki. Rain wherever you want, the produce of your rain will still be in the kingdom of Harun. Such a mighty ruler, 48 years of age, prime of his life, he is in Iran in Mashhad, a place called Mashhad. Becomes terminally ill. There is no hope. He orders his grave to be dug, and the mighty ruler of 3 continents sits at the side of the grave, picks up the sand, lets it run through his fingers, lamenting over and over again, Ma aghna anni maliyah, halaka anni sultaniyah. Today my wealth is of no way avail to me. My sultanate and my armies cannot help me in any way. The crusher has come, that which will render zero everything we possess. That day is coming, which Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described, yuja'u bibni adama yawm al-qiyamah fayuqafu bayna yaday Allah ka'annahu badaj.
They vehicles blocking masjid entrance and rear ramp. Blue Toyota Corolla parked downstairs blocking ND204266.
VW Polo ND389523, ND715440. This Arabic word bazaj. When a baby foal, baby goat is born, as it drops from the stomach of its mother, in the initial stages of its life, its legs are very weak, cannot bear its weight. The body starts shivering, cannot stand properly. This in Arabic is described as badaj. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, each and every human being, that day will come when he will have to stand in the court of Allah. The kayfiyat and the manner of that standing, ka'annahu badaj, he will be shivering in Allah's court. And Allah will say to him, a'taytuk wa khawaltuk wa an'amtu alayk, أرني ماذا صنعت فيها يا ابن آدم. O insan, I showered my favors upon you, I showered my bounties upon you, I entrusted you with my ni'mat and my bounties. What have you brought today? The response he will give, يا ربي جمعته وثمرته وتركته أكثر ما كان فرجعني آتك به كله. Oh my Allah, I multiplied it, I profited by it, I did this deal, that deal, from one property, from one business, another business. That which is the goal, driving force behind this insan in this world, to amass and amass and amass the material things of this world. Oh Allah, give me permission, I will go back to the world and I'll bring all of it. But what world will they be? قَعَنْ صَفْصَفَا لَا تَرَى فِيهَا عِوَجًا وَلَا أَمْتَى يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ. This whole earth will have been flattened. All the delineations and marks, geographical marks, boundaries will have been removed. The whole earth will have become compact, one flat piece of ground. No Africa or America or Asia or Europe. All one. Allah, I multiplied it, let me go back. I will bring it. Allah will say, أَرِنِي مَاذَا قَدَّمْتَ. I'm not asking you about what you left behind. What did you bring here today? Insan ki qeemat, the value of insan, andar ki sarmaya, what is inside, not what is outside. The labels that society has placed on the value of insan, the respect or recognition of this world based on the outward manifestation, ostentation of what he possesses. In Allah's court, the system is what is inside. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, who was nahiful jism, his legs were very thin, his shins were like pigs. One day he was walking, the wind blew, his lungi lifted up. One or two sahaba saw how thin his legs were. It did not behove a man to have such thin legs. So they giggled. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, observing this, he said, you are giggling, you are finding it amusing. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ إِنَّهُمَا لَأَثْقَلْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ جَبَلِ أُحُدٍ. By the qasam of that being whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these two shins of Ibn Mas'ud will be weightier on the scale of deeds than the mountain of Uhud. What is inside? Arini madha qaddam, what have you brought? On that day, if the hand is empty, then greater than that loss, there is no loss. Greater than that misfortune, there is no misfortune. Everything we have been given in this world is not our possession. It is imtihan, it is a test from Allah. Wealth, Allah is testing your shukr. Poverty, Allah is testing your sabr. Physical strength or leadership, Allah is testing your justice. Youth, Allah is testing your chastity. These are not accidental coincidences. This is not in vain. This distribution is not blind and without purpose. Someone made wealthy, someone made poor. Someone on the throne, someone a pauper. Someone given respect, someone given disgrace. Someone his whole life begging from Allah, he gets nothing. Someone breaks every command of Allah, he gets everything. Someone doesn't have a plate of food to eat. Someone who is living in the lap of luxury, by the qasam of my Allah, my respected brothers, do not be fooled. This is not accidental. This is a test from Allah. Ma kana rabbuka nasiya. My Allah does not forget anything. La tahsabanna Allah ghafila. Allah is not unaware of anything. This entire world is the imtihan gah, is the testing room of Allah. Halat and conditions that are coming on the will and the command of Allah. It is no government, no science, no technology, no army, no worldly system that is determining any of the conditions in this world. Conditions in this world are determined by Allah alone. Khaliq is Allah, Khalaq is Allah, and Allah is aware of everything. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything that goes into this ground, ponder. On any given day, how many corpses go into the ground? How many blades of grass? How many twigs? How many animals die? How many seeds are planted? In first world countries, they use planes. In third world countries, tractors are used. Seeds are distributed by hand. How many fields are being plowed? The crop is being overturned. The sand is being overturned. In that, how many blades of grass and twigs are going into the ground? Throughout this entire earth, at any given time, millions and billions of makhluq are entering the earth. Allah says every one of these things is in His knowledge. What happened today? What happened yesterday? What happened 10,000 years ago? Ya'lam, Allah knows. وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. Everything that comes out of this earth. How many springs? How much of water came out? How many seeds were broken open? How many twigs came out? How many branches grew? 1 centimeter, 0.5 centimeter. How many fruit? Different tastes, different colors, different textures. How many butterflies? How many mosquitoes? How many worms? How many insects? How many germs? How many viruses? Germs they can see, virus cannot even be seen. Yet how many crops are attacked by viruses? How many insan attacked by viruses? How many animals were eaten? How many fruit were eaten? What the lions ate, what the cheetahs ate, what the fox ate, what the wolf ate. In the oceans, it is said 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans contains more living organisms than all the insan on the surface of this earth. 6 billion living organisms in 1 cubic centimeter of water. What the whales have eaten, what the sharks have eaten, what the multitudes of Allah's creation has eaten. What has come out of this earth today, yesterday, 10 years ago, 10,000 years ago? وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا يَعْلَمُ. Allah says, Allah knows this. كُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ. Every huge thing, every small thing, مُسْتَطَرٍ, recorded. Nothing concealed from the knowledge of Allah. عَالِم, Alim, Allam. Alim, Alim, Allam. Quran, each of these sifat, Quran mentions Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada, Alimun Bidati Sudur, Allamul Ghuyub, Bala wa huwa al Khalaqul Alim. Janne wala, Allah knows. nothing concealed from him. The dark night, one darkness, raging storm, another darkness, darkness of the cloud, third darkness, darkness of the dense jungle and foliage, another darkness, darkness of the rock upon a rock, another darkness, in the crevice of that black rock. One tiny black ant is walking on this black night, darkness upon darkness upon darkness. Yara dabib an-namlati as-sawda 'ala as-sakhrati as-samma fi al-laylati adh-dhalma. The tiny imprint which that black ant leaves behind it on that black rock, which is not visible to the human eye, my Allah sees that also. Ala ya'lamu man khalaq ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum. لا يعزب عن ربك من مثقال ذرة. Quran pukar pukar kar keh raha hai. Quran is shouting out, what has happened to the heart of this insan? That Quran strikes this heart, yet the eyes are still dry. Quran is read, yet the tears do not fall. Salih Muzani rahimahullah, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his dream. Salih was reading Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him, Ya Salih, hadihi al-qira'a, fa'ayna al-buka'a. Salih, you are reading the kalam of my Allah, where are the tears? Where is the understanding of what Quran is saying? Where is the ta'alluq with Allah? Where is that love for Allah? Where is that recognition for Allah? That heart which is devoid of the love of Allah, that heart which does not beat with the marifat of Allah, that heart which is entrenched and soaked and immersed in the love, in the passion, in the glitter and glamour of this dunya, that heart is a dead heart. That heart is a dead heart. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what does he say? Utlub qalbaka inda thalathati mawatin inda sima'i al-Qur'an wa fi majalisi al-dhikr wa fi awqati al-khalwa. He used to say, search your heart on three occasions when Qur'an is read, in the gatherings of Allah's remembrance where Allah's name is taken. Fi awqati al-khalwa, in moments of solitude, when you are alone, search your heart. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدْ قَلْبَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَوَاطِنِ الثَّلَاثِ فَسَلِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْ يَمُنَّ عَلَيْكَ بِالْقَلْبِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا قَلْبَ لَكَ. He says, if you do not find your heart turning to Allah, if the heart is not beating with Allah's love in these three occasions, when Quran is read, Ramadan is coming, declo, see, when Taraweeh is read, where is the ummah? When Quran is read, where is the shagaf and love for Quran? That masjid, those that come, that masjid, ya'lamun, ta'lamun, where the hafizas read the fastest, there we want to be. They call them ya'lamun, ta'lamun. Only hear the last word of each verse, what was in between, not worried about. That masjid will be packed. Where Quran is read properly, there we've got 101 excuses. One tabi'i says, I saw Usman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the haram of Makkah. He was reading tahajjud salah. I went behind him. Usman said, Allahu Akbar, read from Surah Fatiha, and made ruku when he reached Surah Nas. The entire Quran in one rakat of salah. Usman would say, لَوْ طَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مَا شَبِعْتُمْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. He would say, if your hearts were pure, then you would never get tired of Allah's kalam. That musical cassette or that music CD that we listen to over and over and over again. Allah protect us, even the Hafiz of Quran is driving in a car with music blaring. How can that voice of shaitan and Quran come together in one heart. What type of a heart can contain that? That house with that shaitan box, where zina is taking place openly, and thereafter we come to the masjid. Thereafter this head is placed in sajda in front of Allah. And then Allah protect us, we want to know, why is it Allah's dhyan is not there in our salah? Why is it that mitas, that sweetness, that ecstasy of Allah's name we are not experiencing? Where are the nights of this ummah? What were the nights given to this ummah for? Quran does not get tired of praising the nights of those who would get up and cry before Allah. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون ومن أهل الكتاب أمة قائمة يتلون آيات الله آناء الليل وهم يسجدون أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه. All these verses, Allah is describing the nights of those who are suspended on the musalla, crying before Allah. Where are the nights of this ummah spent today? The beloved of Allah, Sarwar-e-Kainat, Tajedar-e-Madina, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal-Akhirin, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded by Allah, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلُ قُمِ اللَّيْلِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded to make the musalla abad at night. What about you and I? Where is our night? Our deen is not ritualistic. Our deen is not based on occasions. Shab-e-Barat, what is the amal of this night? The amal of this night is tahajjud salah. Not only this night, but by way of practice, that mend the bridges that have been broken with Allah. Come and knock on the door of Allah. Ahmad bin Abil Huwari, rahimahullah, goes to Abu Sulaiman Darani and he finds him crying. Abu Sulaiman Darani says to him, Ahmad asks him, why are you crying? He says, oh Ahmad, what must I tell you? What must I tell you? There are some slaves of Allah, my respected brothers. I am sitting on the minbar. I am speaking to you about Allah's greatness. One is the test of wealth and the pride that is attached to it. One is the test of worldly possessions or material power and the pride that is attached to it. By Allah's qasam, by the qasam of my Allah, the biggest test is this minbar. The biggest dhoka and deception is this minbar. That ujb and pride that is attached to this. What I am saying, is it to impress you? Or is it to make Allah happy? Will it be a source of benefit to me, a source of my destruction? I do not know. No one can make dawah of ikhlas. It is only the greatest fool that will make dawah that he is mukhlis. You're listening whether it is accepted by Allah or not. You do not know. These were those personalities that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grabs him by his hand and he says, Ya Ali, ama tarda an yakuna manziluka muqabila manzilati fil jannah. That, oh Ali, does it not please you that your home will be in front of my home in Jannah? On the occasion of Khaybar, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the announcement. Everyone is aspiring for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone is aspiring for the love of Allah. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? لَأُعْتِيَنَّ هَذِهِ الرَّايَا. That this flag of leadership of the army that will march to Khaybar tomorrow will be given to a person. Not that he loves Allah, he loves Rasulullah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I will give this flag to a person whom Allah and his Rasul love. Allah and his Rasul love him. The whole night, Abu Bakr, Umar, great, great Sahaba, spend in this anticipation, who is that fortunate person? The next day the announcement is made, Aina Ali ibn Abi Talib, where is Ali? Sahaba say, Huwa yashtaki aina. He has some sickness in his eyes. Pink eyes or whatever sickness it was, he couldn't open his eyes. So how can he lead the army? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sends for him. His Mubarak saliva, he places it on the eye of Ali and instantly Ali is cured. And then that flag is placed in his hand. And he is marching in jihad. But before Ali can go in jihad, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam grabs hold of his hand, gives him wasiyat and advice. Ali, you are raising the sword. You are raising the sword. But listen to the wasiyat of your Nabi. لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهِ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمُرِ النَّعَمِ. What is rahmatul lil alameen? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying to you, Ali, you will march tomorrow with the sword in your hand. But know and understand, if Allah uses you instead of destroying the disbeliever, if Allah uses you for a hidayat of one person, this is better for you than red camels. In one riwayat it comes, خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِمَّا طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ. Ali, if Allah uses you for the hidayat of one person, this is better than anything that the sun of this earth falls on. That personality and his khadim, his servant, Dharar bin Zamra Kan'ani, when he is asked by Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Muawiyah is the Khalifa at that time. Muawiyah says, tell me about Ali. Tell me about Ali. Kathir al-Abara, Ghazir al-Ilm, يتفجر العلم من جوانبه وتنطق الحكمة عن نواحيه. He says, what must I tell you of Ali? A person of excessive tears, a person of deep knowledge. Knowledge would flow from his limbs. Every vein, every pore of the existence of Ali overflowed with knowledge. يستوحش من الدنيا وزهرته ويستأنس بالليل وظلمته. Who is Zarar bin Zamra describing? That personality whom Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam held his hand and said, Ali, you are a jannati. And not just a jannati, your home in front of my home in Jannat. He said, Ali feared this world and its appeal, took solace and comfort in the darkness of night. Figurative speech, for shrinking away from a life of opulence towards a life of simplicity. إِذَا غَارَتِ النُّجُومِ وَهَدَاتِ الْعُيُونِ وَقَدْ أَرْخَ اللَّيْلُ السُّدُولَ وَغَارَتْ نُجُومُ. Dhrar bin Zamra says, night had dropped its curtain, the darkness had become intense, the stars were not visible. And I saw Ali night upon night. I saw Ali night upon night. قَائِمًا فِي مِحْرَابِهِ قَابِضًا عَلَى لِحْيَتِهِ. Standing in his mihrab, standing on the musalla, he had caught hold of his beard. يَتَمَلْمَلُ تَمَلْمُلَ السَّلِيمِ وَيَبْكِي بُكَاءَ الْحَزِينِ. His whole body was shaking, like someone who had been bitten by a scorpion and the poison had entered his blood. How his body shivers and shakes like that, the body of Ali was shaking, crying bitterly like one who has received news of a great tragedy, lamenting with himself. Zarar bin Zamra says, فَكَأَنِّي أَسْمَعُهُ الْآنِ. He says, Muawiyah, what must I tell you? Right now, the heart-rending sobs of Ali are ringing in my ears. Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, oh my Allah, what is going to happen to me? Oh my Allah, how am I going to face you? يا صفراء يا بيضاء غري غيري قد بتتك ثلاث عمرك قصير مجلسك حقير خطرك يسير آه. O gold, O silver, O diamond, O glitter and glamour of this dunya, deceive someone else. I have divorced you 3 times. Your life is short, your value is useless. You have no value. And then Ali laments, Ali, your home is in front of my home in Jannat. What is he saying? آهن آه من قلة الزاد وبعد السفر ووحشة الطريق. How little amal I have. How frightening the road in front of me is. How long is the journey? Ali, you have no provisions with you. Night upon night, crying like that on the musalla. That house, the wife has to say, there's no water. What happens? Parashan, worried. Go fill the buckets, go to the well, take water from the neighbors. What's going to happen to the dishes? What's going to happen to the clothes? What's going to happen to the house? What's going to happen to the car? What's going to happen to the business? Every aspect of our existence for sukoon and itminan, Allah has made water an integral necessity. What about the heart of insan? What about this dil? What about this qalb? Where is it? What is its water? Doesn't it need to be washed also? Doesn't it need to be cleansed also? What is outside you, if it is not washed, it gets rotten. A stench comes out of it. What about what is inside? What is the water for this? How are you going to cleanse the inside? Oh Ahmad, Abu Sulaiman Darani says to Ahmad bin Abi al-Huwari, when the nightfall descends, وَخَلَا كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ بِحَبِيبِهِ, and every lover goes into solitude with his beloved, there are some slaves of Allah whose hearts are burning with Allah's ish, with Allah's muhabbat, with Allah's ta'alluq, the warm comfort of their beds, the solace of their partners in the dead of night holds no appeal to them. They get up, they go onto the musalla, نصبوا إلي أقدامهم وافترشوا إلي جباههم فبين متأوه وباك وصارخ وشاك
ND175228.
They get up, they go on the musalla. Sometimes they are sobbing. Sometimes they are weeping. Sometimes they are lamenting. Sometimes they are shouting out. They are in communion with Allah. They are in munajat with Allah. Where is the nights of the ummah today? Hours and hours in front of that shaitan box. Hours and hours listening to that haram music. Hours and hours in places of zina. Is not the clock of life ticking? Is not this life an amanat? Has Allah, na'uzu billah, gone to sleep? Will Allah forget? Somehow or the other, is there some veil over us that is concealing us from Allah? Allah protect us. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when my ummati will commit zina, iman will leave his heart while he is doing that filthy act. Because iman also cannot tolerate that. When Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked, O mother of the believers, tell us, when will earthquakes happen? When will natural disasters take place? She said, when zina will take place as if it is halal. When zina will take place as if it is halal. When music and musical instruments will become common. And when liquor will be drunk openly, then wait for the rains of this earth to be pulled. Wait for earthquakes to take place. There are no scientific explanations. Scientists will only tell you what is happening, why it is happening. By Allah's qasam, they cannot tell you. These are wake-up calls that the garbage, the filth has reached such levels that a deluge, a flood is required. Our sisters and our mothers are not daughters of Maghrib, daughters of the West. They are daughters of Khadija. Daughters of Aisha, daughters of Fatima, radiallahu anhunna ajma'een. Their models and examples are not the West. This concept of nakedness, this boyfriend-girlfriend culture, this culture of intermingling, the sweet poison of the so-called ecstasy of such relations, and such conversations which have become common in every facet of our society. This is that poison that is destroying this ummah, so that even after nikah, the door of zina is not closing. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kasiyat, Ariyat, Ma'ilat, Mumilat. He said, a time will come, the women of my ummah will have clothes on, yet they will be naked. Ma'ilat, mumilat. They will be enticed, they will entice others. Lam yajid arfal jannah, wa inna rihaha latujad min masirati kada wa kada, wa fi riwaya min masirati khamsimiyati am. He said, such women will never smell the fragrance of Jannah. Such women will never smell the fragrance of Jannah. And he said, the fragrance of Jannah can be smelt from a distance of 500 years. Tirmizi Sharif riwayat, لَأَنْ يُطْعَنَ فِي رَأْسِ أَحَدِكُمْ مِمِخْيَةٍ مِّنْ حَدِيدٍ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَمُسَّ إِمْرَاتٍ لَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ. He said, it is better that a nail be taken and hammered into your head than you touching a woman who is haram for you. You haven't shaken hand with my wife, you've insulted my wife. You haven't greeted my friend, you've insulted her. What about the insult to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where is the purity of Iman? Where is the purity of Islam? Where is the consciousness of that day when you will have to account in Allah's court? How will the salah of that person come alive? How will he have khushu and khuzu in his salah? Where are the nights of this ummah? Where are the nights of this ummah? Where are the youth? European League, Soccer League, this match, that match. In a period where the masjid is empty. In a period where insaniyat is dying on kufr by the millions. In a period when on our doorstep this ummah is suffering. They are little babies who are clinging to the breast of their mother and there is no milk. The homes are empty. The homes are being bombarded. Pick up the newspaper, exposed to the media. Homes of this ummah bombed. The corpses of this ummah being lifted up. For dogs, the death of dogs, they are those to cry. For the death of the masses of this ummah today, there is no one to cry also. And our youth still have hours for soccer matches. Still have hours for cricket matches and pop stars. What answer are we going to give in Allah's court? Where is the ghairat of this ummah? Where is the realization of this ummah? Whose ummah are we? Whose followers are we? Whose shafaat do we want? In Hawza Kawthar, whose hands do we want water to be given from? Is this life forever? Is that moment not going to come when we have to stand in Allah's court? Everything in this world, my respected brothers, is temporary. It is amanat. It is a trust. These nights and occasions are not given for us to worship Allah only on these nights. These nights are given for us to knock the door of Tawbah. For us to come back to Allah. For us to build those bridges that we have broken down with years and years of masiyat. Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that yab'athullahu ta'ala Jibreel fi hadhihi al-layla. On this 15th night of Sha'ban, Allah sends Jibreel to Jannat. Faya'muruha an tatazayyan. Jibreel commands Jannat to become more beautiful on this night. And then Jibreel addresses Jannat. Inna Allaha a'taqa fi hadhihi al-layla adada nujumi as-sama wa adada ayami ad-dunya wa layaliha wa adada ar-rimal wa adada waraqi ash-shajar wa adada zinati al-jibal. Jibreel addresses Jannat and says, on this night of the 15th of Sha'ban, Allah frees more souls from Jahannam than the number of days and nights which this universe existed. Allah frees more souls from Jahannam than the number of leaves on the trees of this earth, than the number of grains of sand, than the weight and the measure of the mountains. Allah frees more souls from Jahannam on this night. The hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, Aisha Ummul Mumineen says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that on this night of Barat, Jibreel came to me and said, this is the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. On this night, Allah frees from Jahannam more people than the number of hair on the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe. A tribe that was known for having many, many goats. Such is the mercy of Allah. Allah is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to knock the door of Allah? Where are the nights of this ummah? Mi'raj we heard about recently. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al masjid al haram. Allah took laylan at night. Why not at charge time? Why not at ishraq time? Why not at zuhr time? Laylan, why at night? Ulama say, what was Mi'raj? This entire universe was shrunk. Allah's Habib was taken in Allah's Darbar, laylan, at night. In this is ishara, agar Allah ke ish chahte hai, if you want the love of Allah, if you want the taluk of Allah, if you want hayat and life in this heart, then some section of your night has to be spent on the musalla. Has to be spent turning to Allah. That Allah who himself calls out, hal min mustaghfirin fa'aghfir Allah. Hal min ta'ibin fa'atuba ilayh. Hal min sa'ilin fa'atiyahu su'la. Is there anyone that wants to repent so that I may forgive him? Is there anyone that wants to knock the door of tawbah that I may forgive him? Is there anyone that has some need that I may grant his need? Allah is calling out, hal, 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 is there? Where is the summat at night? Where are the nights of the summat? We need water to cleanse the outside. What about the inside? There is a water for this also. You don't need buckets. You don't need streams. You don't need tons. All you need is one droplet, one droplet. One is murky water. Murky water you can't drink. Murky water you can't even use to water your plants. If they'll die. The tears which are shed in the love of some woman, over some tragedy, over some worldly loss, that is murky water. There is a special water. There is a special water. In the dead of night, فَبَيْنَ مُتَأَوِّهٍ وَبَاكٍ وَصَارِخٍ وَشَاكٍ. Sometimes, the realization of Jannat, sometimes the khawf of Jahannam, sometimes the ishq of Allah, sometimes the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his qurbani, sometimes the realization of one's gunas and one's sins. That main kya lekar Allah ke paas ja raha hu? What am I going to Allah with? What answer am I going to give? Allah calls out, Ya Jibreel, man taladzaza bi kalami, wastaraha ila munajati. O Jibreel, those who will get lazzat in speaking to me, whose hearts will get rahat and peace in making munajat with me. أول ما أعطيهم, Allah says to Jibreel, you become my gawah, you become my witness. أول ما أعطيهم, the first thing I will grant them, أن أقذف من نوري في قلوبهم, I will place my noor in their hearts. والثاني لو كانت السماوات السبع والأرضين السبع في موازينهم لاستقللتها لهم. Jibreel, those of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will make their nights abad on the musalla, who will cry before Allah. Allah says to Jibreel, if the seven heavens and the seven earths had to be placed in the scale of their good deeds, this will still be too little. I will give them more than that. And the day is coming, it will be me and them. I will say to them, ask from me whatever you want, I will grant whatever you want. On one occasion, Jibreel comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Nabi, the malaika write down the a'mal of your ummah. They cannot write down the tears of your ummah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Jibreel, why are the tears of my ummah not written down? He says, oh beloved of Allah, إِنَّ الدَّمْعَةَ الْوَاحِدَ مِنْ أُمَّتِكَ تُطْفِئُ بُحُورَ النَّارِ. One tear of regret of your ummah will wipe out oceans of Jahannam. Oceans, not bucketful. One tear in the dead of night, in the khawf of Allah, in the shock of Allah, in the love of Allah, in the talab of Jannat, in the khawf of Jahannam, one tear. That is that sweet water that will cleanse the inside. Allah is waiting. Tirmizi Sharif riwayat, in the Bani Israel there was one youngster, Kifl, badmash, every wrong you can think of in his life, plenty of wealth. One night he pays 60 dinars, 60 coins of gold. In today's currency we can work out what a fortune. For one night with a woman. And this was night upon night. When he goes into solitude with this young girl, she's crying. He says to her, "Why are you crying?" She says, "I am crying because I am not that type of woman. This is the first time that I'm doing such a thing. How am I going to face Allah?" He says, "Why did you accept my offer?" She says, "Faqa, poverty, hunger compelled me. I had no food." This strikes the heart of Kifl. My every night has been spent like this. Her one night and she's crying like this. That too because of poverty. He says, "You are my sister. I will not compel you to do wrong. Keep the money." Kifl goes home. Before he sleeps that night, he turns to Allah and says, "Oh my Allah, my entire life has been spent in your disobedience. My every night has been spent in haram. How am I going to face you? Oh my Allah, forgive me." Saying this, he falls asleep. Taqdeer becomes ghalib. He passes away the same night. There was a possibility that the people would not even give him a correct burial. He was ostracized, looked down upon by everyone. Because of that possibility, the next morning, on the door of Kifl, in Nurani Satar, in writing of Nur, of light, was written, "Inna Allaha ghafara lil Kifli." Allah has made the maghfirat of Kifl. Allah has made the maghfirat of Kifl. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Allah says, tell them, "Oh my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tell them, oh my slaves who have transgressed upon their souls, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا, Allah will forgive all sins. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Aisha Umm al-Mu'mineen radiyallahu anha, in that famous hadith about this very night of Shab-e-Barat, she says, "I saw the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam so long in sajda on this night that I thought that he had passed away." She says, "When I held his feet, I heard him in that sajda, 'A'udhu bi afwika min iqabik, wa'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik, wa'udhu bika mink, la uhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik.' Oh Allah, I know of your azab, I know of your azab, but I know of your afu and your forgiveness also. Oh my Allah, I seek protection from your azab through your forgiveness. Oh Allah, I know of your anger, but I know of your radha and your pleasure also. Oh my Allah, protect me from your anger through your pleasure. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you, from you. La uhsi thana'an alayk. Oh my Allah, I will never be able to praise you as you ought to be praised. You are as you have praised yourself." She says over and over and over again, I heard the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting this dua. What didn't he give? What sacrifice didn't he make? What were his nights? That maqam and status, Allah does not get tired of taking qasam on him in the Quran. Allah takes qasam on his land, وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. Allah does not take qasam on Torah, on Zabur, on Injil, only on the Quran, revealed of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah takes qasam, Yasin, وَالْقُرْآنِ الْحَكِيمِ, by the qasam of the Quran. Every uzv, limb of his body, Allah brings mention of it in the Quran. Alam nashrah laka sadrak, the chest of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alladhi anqadha dhahrak, the back of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qad nara taqalluba wajhika fis sama, the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La tuharrik bihi lisanak, the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا تمدن عينيك, the eyes of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا تجعل يدك مغلولة إلى عنقك, the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Different parts of his body Allah mentions in the Quran, and then the sum total, لا عمرك, by the qasam of the entire wujud of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a habib, such maqam and status. What was his ta'lim? What was his teaching? We've run out of time, but very, very quickly and briefly. Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha, when she was asked about the akhlaq of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one sentence she sums it up. من تقم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لنفسه. She said the jazba of intiqam, the jazba of intiqam, the desire for revenge did not burn in the heart of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Anything of this dunya, he never took revenge. 13 years in Makkah Mukarrama, persecuted, made to suffer more than anybody in humanity. When he reaches Madinah Munawwara, it is his first khutbah, first sermon. The whole of Madinah gathers. What is the expectation? What is the expectation? What is the logical expectation? Someone who is persecuted for 13 years finally gets a base. What will he do? He will use that platform to strike back at those who have hurt him. Abdullah bin Salam, an alim of the Jews, he said, in Jafal al-Nas, when we heard that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to Medina, the whole of Medina gathered. Jewish scholar, alim of the Jews, he says, I also, my curiosity was piqued. What will be his message? One of revenge, one which will incite anger and hatred in the hearts of the people of Medina against those who had persecuted him for 13 years. Who had taken a sword, taken a spear, and pierced the vagina of Sumayya radiallahu anha, causing her to become shaheed. Who had taken burning coals and burned the back of Khabbab bin Arat, Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhuma. Who had taken the insides of intestines and placed it on his back when he was in Salah. He will incite these people against the people of Makkah. Abdullah bin Salam says, as I drew closer, my gaze fell on the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنْتُ وَجَهُ, جَبْ مِنَي آپ کے مبارک چہرہ کو دیکھ لیا. When I saw the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama say, amongst the myriad miracles of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one miracle was his mubarak face. Such a face, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu Huraira says, I have never seen anything more magnificent than the face of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَإِذَا تَبَسَّمَ يُرَى فِي الْجُدْرَانِ He said, when my Nabi used to smile, the nur of his smile could be seen on the wall in front of him. Such a face. Ulama say, amongst his myriad miracles, just his face was a miracle. Aisha was cleaning some vegetables. It was dark. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was looking down. He becomes aware that Aisha has stopped what she's doing. He looks up. Aisha radiallahu anha is staring transfixed. Her gaze is locked. It is humid. Beads of perspiration had formed on his forehead. It was dark. Only his face could be seen. And these beads of perspiration rolling down his forehead could be seen. He says, Aisha, Humaira, what has happened? She says, today I understood what Abul Kabira Huzali was trying to say. Referring to a poet of the past who tried to describe the face of his mashuqa, of his beloved. He equated the beauty of her face with a pitch black night. An electric storm occurs, bolts of lightning run all across the horizon. The beauty of that night, words cannot express. Abul Kabira Huzali attempts it. He says, وَإِذَا نَظَرْتُ إِلَىٰ أَسِرَّةِ وَجِهِ بَرِقَتْ كَبَرْقِ الْعَارِضِ الْمُتَهَلِّلِ He said, when I looked at the face of my beloved, it lit up like the electric storm lights up the night. She said, he was lying, referring to that woman. Today I have seen the truth of what he said. Abdullah bin Salam says, when I looked at his face, mere dil ne yaqeen kar liya, the conviction entered my heart, anna wajahu laysa bi wajhi kadhab, this is not the face of a liar, this is the face of a Nabi of Allah. What was his first address? What was his message? Did he incite hatred? No. Ya ayyuhan nas, ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salam, at'imu ta'am, silul arham, sallu bil layl, wan nasu niyam, tadkhulul jannata bi salam. First thing he said, afshu salam. The whole world today is saying, Islam is a religion of terrorism. Islam is a religion of violence. Islam is a religion that incites hatred. The first khutbah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his first public address, afshu salam, spread peace. I have come with a message of peace. Afshu salam. At'imu ta'am. Ramadan is coming. The beloved of Allah said, give the fasting person at the time of iftar even a droplet of water. Kana maghfiratan lidhunubihi wa itqa raqabatihi minan nar. Allah will forgive your sins and Allah will free you from Jahannam. He said, At'imu ta'am, feed the poor. Not only non-Muslim, not only Muslim, non-Muslim also. Those domestic servants in our houses, those whom we are paying a pittance of a salary to and extracting labor from them. Where is the akhlaq of Islam? Where is the generosity of Islam? Where is the compassion of Islam? What was the first message? At'imu ta'am, feed the people. Silul arham, join family ties. The forefront of the persecutors of Makkah were his own family members. The first person to publicly denigrate him was his own uncle Abu Lahab. Allah protect every father from the hurt of his daughter being returned back to his home. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, two daughters by his own cousin on the command of his own uncle were publicly divorced and flung back at him in a despicable manner. Yet he never sought revenge. Silul arham, he said, join family ties. What excuse do we have today? I'm taking a little bit longer because Allah protect us, my respected brothers. How often it is the phone is ringing? How often it is someone... Nowadays, we are frightened to take a phone call. Mawlana, I want a few minutes, I want to speak to you. Behind it is what? One brother fighting with another brother. One cousin fighting with another cousin. One Muslim fighting with another Muslim. He did this to me, he did that to me. He usurped my right. Disputes will take place. Quran speaks about disputes also. The first family of humanity, dispute took place. Allah mentioned that dispute in detail. Because this ummah was being shown. Ulama say this is ishara that conflict will start within one's own family members. Brother will start fighting with brother. That's where it will start. Habil and Qabil. There's no time to go into the details. But that whole conversation is reenacted in the Quran, where Habil says to his brother, لَإِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوءَ بِإِثْمِي وَإِثْمِكَ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh my brother, if you raise the hand to hurt me, I will not strike back at you. I will become the oppressed one. If you do not desist from what you are doing, I warn you of the azab of Allah. But my brother, I will not strike back at you. Allah raised Habil in Quran. The sadaqah of Habil, the animal which he gave, Allah brought it down in exchange of Zabihullah Ismail alayhi salam. Allah reared the goat of Habil in Jannat. Sent it down in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam so that it could be slaughtered in the name of Allah in the place of Ismail alayhi salam. And Qabil, every murder, every injustice that will take place till Qiyamah, the guna of it will fall on Qabil. And the ummah is taught when it comes, when your brother is fighting brother, when family member is fighting family member, who suffers tomorrow in the day of Qiyamah do you want to be raised up in? Do you want to be raised up in the saf of the zalim or mazloom? Do you want to be raised in the saf of Qabil? Or do you want to be raised in the saf of Habil? And in consequence, the saf of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who fulfilled the legacy of mazloomiyat, dastan of mazloomiyat, of oppression. Which saf do we want to be raised in? Raised up in? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his ummah nuskha, prescription. He said, man ahabba an yumadda lahu fi umrihi wa yuwassa lahu fi rizqihi wa tudfa anhu meetat as-su. Listen with the ears of iman. Everyone desires this. He said, you want barakat in your rizq. You want barakat in your rozi. You want barakat in your life. You want barakat in your mouth. I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guarantee you these three things. Barakat in your rozi, barakat in your life, barakat in your mouth. What must you do? What is nabawi nuskha? He said, فَلْيَتَّقِلَّهِ Fear Allah. وَلْيَسِلْ رَحِيمَهِ And when dealing with your family members, become the oppressed one. Give them the upper hand. Do not demand your right. This paltry, filthy dunya is behind all these disputes. This court case, that matter, fighting years upon years. On this night of Shab-e-Barat and the night of Shab-e-Qadr and these occasions of mercy, there are certain categories that are excluded. Allah protect us. Jibreel came and informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will not put nazar-e-rahmat, the gaze of mercy, on those. On this night they will be deprived of Allah's mercy. Those ila mushrik, those who will have riyakari in the ibadat. Aqil li walidayhi, the one who has hurt and broken the heart of his parents. Family ties start with the parents. Which home of Durban? Which home of Durban is there where the hearts of the parents are not broken? Where the mother is not crying? Where the father is not hurt? Everyone demanding his right. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion, he told Sahaba, one dinar you will spend in the path of Allah, Allah will give you 700,000 times the reward. Then he asked Sahaba, should I not show you that sadaqah which will earn you even more reward than spending in the path of Allah? They said, what, O Nabi of Allah? He said, the wealth you will spend on your parents. The wealth you will spend on your parents will earn you more reward than what you spend in the path of Allah. يُوَسَّعَ لَهُ فِي رِزْقِهِ. You want your rosy to increase. In Bani Israel, there was one person, one father, he had four sons. He got very sick, terminally ill. The youngest son told the three brothers, all three of you make khidmat of my father, and when he dies, the estate comes to me. They said, "Aap pagal ho chuke? Are you gone mad? What are you talking?" He said, okay, I've got another offer. What is your offer? I give up my right to my father's estate, and I make his khidmat. You all get my share also, but you all don't touch him. They said, this is a very good deal. Yeah, now you're talking sense. They agreed. He made his father's khidmat. Whatever money he had, he spent it. So when his father passed away, he was penniless. He had given up his rights to the estate. Little while after his father passed away, he sees a dream. A voice tells him, in a certain place, go there, dig the ground, you will find 100 dinars. He says, is it of barakat or without barakat? The answer is given, no, it does not have barakat. He said, I don't want it. Next morning, he's telling his wife about the dream. She said, there's no food here and you worried about barakat. Why didn't you just accept it? He said, no, I want barakat. Following night, he sees a dream. Certain place, there's 10 dinars. 10 dinars. Same question, barakat or no barakat? Answer is given, no barakat. He says, I don't want it. Third night, he sees a dream. NP665. Third night, he sees a dream. Certain place, there's 1 dinar. Same question, does it have barakat or no barakat? The voice says, yes, there is barakat. Tell me where it is. He's told, the next day he goes, digs the ground, takes 1 dinar, goes to the marketplace, buys 2 fish with half dinar, other half dinar, he buys some necessities for the house. Comes home and they cut the fish open. Inside the belly of the fish, the size of eggs, are 2 pearls. He takes the 1 pearl, goes to the jewelers of the town to value it. They say, this pearl is so unique that only the king can afford it. He goes to the king. The king calls his valuators. They say, this is extremely valuable. The king offers him 18 mules laden with gold for the 1 pearl. He accepts it, goes back home happily. Then the valuators of the king tell him that this type of pearl comes in pairs. And if you can get both of them, then this will become the pride of your entire collection. So he sends for that person. He says, do you know anything about the second pearl? He said, the first one, you laid the price. This one, I'm going to name the price. How much do you want? I want 60 mules laden with gold. The king gladly accepts. 78 mules laden with gold in this dunya, he gets to the barakat of the sand of the feet of his father. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your father is the door to Jannat. Your father is your door to Jannat. Protect it or destroy it. Innal jannata tahta aqdamil ummahat. He said, Jannat is under the feet of your mother. The pride of Allah's creation. What shortage was there in his neki? Yet what does he say? He is of old age in Madina Munawara. What does he say? Lo adraktu walidayya. If Allah had only kept my parents alive. O ahadahuma, if not both of them. If only Allah had kept my mother alive. I would have shown my ummat. Bayhaqi riwayat. He said, I would have shown my ummat. It would have been Isha Salah. Imam Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, muqtadi sahaba, wa qad iftatahtu fatihat al-kitab. I would have read Surah Fatiha. My mother would have come to the window of the masjid. She would have said, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad. I would have broken my salah. I would have broken my salah. And I would have went to her and I would have said, Labbaik, Ya Ummah, O my mother, command me, what is it that you want? And yet still the hearts of the Ummah broken. Hearts of the parents of this Ummah broken. Where is the ta'leem of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, on this night, those who have hurt their parents, their du'as also will not be accepted. If we are amongst them, and parents are alive, now is the time to seek forgiveness. And if they have passed away, then the road is still not closed. Isal al-Sawab is still there. Those who have broken family ties, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, on this night their du'as will not be accepted. Allah protect us. Ashiyat Arafah, leave Shab-e Barat, leave Shab-e Barat. It was the night of Arafat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua. Sahaba saying Ameen. Before the dua, he makes an announcement. If there is anyone who has broken family ties, leave my gathering. One youngster gets up, goes away, comes back. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what happened? He said, my khala, my maternal aunt, between her and I, there was a dispute. I went and patched up when I heard what you said. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? He said, Allah, 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 listen my ummat, listen my ummat, listen my ummat. Zuban-e-haal ke tor par, it is ashiyata arafa, the night of Arafat. More maqbool than this, what occasion can you look for? More maqbool person making dua, where can you find? Yet what does he say? Inna rahmata la tanzilu ala qawmin fihim qati'u rahim. He said, the rahmat of my Allah will not descend on a gathering if there is anyone in that gathering who has broken family ties. This ummah has come to join family ties. This ummah has come to preserve ties with one's Muslim brother. This concept of fighting with one another, I mentioned this many, many times. One court in India, one brother fighting with another brother, Hindu judge, he said, today a Muslim has brought his dispute with another Muslim to my court. I don't know who is right, who is wrong. All I can tell you is there is one loser, and that is Islam. Islam is the loser. The first khutbah of Madinah Munawwara, on this I will terminate, first khutbah, he said, spread salam, spread peace, feed the people, preserve family ties, sallu bil layl, wa nasu niyam, and get up in the dead of night and cry before Allah. Tanzilul, he said, tadkhulul jannata bi salam, jannatul firdaus is yours. Jannat is yours. Jannat is yours. First khutbah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even on this Mubarak night. Those who have broken family ties, who have hurt their parents, who are involved in liquor, who keep their clothes below their ankle, these are the categories. Allah protect us that will be deprived of the mercy of Allah even on these nights. That is why, if you are mubtala in this, we should make tawbah. The door of tawbah, the door of repentance is open. Ramadan is coming. We are not a ritualistic ummah. We are not an occasional ummah. This is an excuse for us to go home, go on the musalla, cry before Allah, try and fast tomorrow, and make this decision with Allah that we will come back to the masjid, bring our children to the masjid, our male children to the masjid, female children establish salah at home, bring the halqa of ta'aleem alive in our homes, bring the halqa of ta'aleem alive in our masjids, and we don't know if we will live to see another Ramadan. Spend some part of this coming Ramadan in the path of Allah. Man sama yawman, man sama yawman fi sabilillah fi ghairi Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person who fasts one day in the path of Allah out of Ramadan, not in Ramadan, out of Ramadan, bu'ida anin nar mi'at amin sayr al mudammar al jawad. He said, a fast horse rider will ride for 100 years. That distance Allah will distance him from Jahannam for fasting in the path of Allah out of Ramadan. What Allah will give him in Ramadan, لا يعلم الثواب عامله إلا الله. No one but Allah knows. Tawbah ke pukhtagi ke liye. One is tawbah, for firmness to come in the tawbah. Decision we have to make, my respected brothers, come out of these environments and go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can cleanse these hearts, so that we can build a ta'alluq and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله على نيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم المعتدين أنت مولانا فانصرنا على اليهود والنصارى يا رب العالمين Oh my most merciful, oh my most kind Allah, oh my Allah, our dirty filthy tongues can never do justice to praising you, oh my Allah, there is no similitude with you. Your Quran has said, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ Oh my Allah, if the waters of the oceans turn into ink and the pen and the trees turn into pens and every one of us has to write your greatness and your kalimat, the pens will come to an end, the ink will perish, this entire world will perish, but your kalimat and your tarif and your greatness will never ever come to an end. Oh my Allah, on this Mubarak night, this delegation has come into your darbar, into your court, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have come to place our dukh, our pain in your court, ya Allah. Place it in front of you. There is no other door we can knock. There is no one else we can turn to besides you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that right now you are asking your angels, why have they gathered? Your angels are saying to you, they fear your azab and they seek your mercy. Oh my Allah, you will say to your angels, I make you a witness that I have forgiven them. Oh my Allah, you have written on your arsh, Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. My mercy is greater than my anger. There is no Abu Bakr Umar amongst us. There is no Rabia Basri or Junaid Baghdadi amongst us. It is as sinners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, 2 centuries have passed. The ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, has sunk to such a level has never been seen in the annals of the history of this ummah. The homes of this ummah are being bombed, Ya Allah. The little babies of this ummah, their bodies are being burned to ashes so they cannot even be recognized. The daughters of this ummah,
are being insulted and raped in front of their parents, Ya Allah. The rivers are flowing with the blood of the Suffat, Ya Allah. When a dog dies, there is someone to cry. When the Ummat of your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is slaughtered, there is no one to cry. Ya Allah. Firaun slaughtered 70,000 of the Bani Israel. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today have slaughtered hundreds of thousands of the babies of this Ummat, and still their thirst is not being quenched. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our wrongs, Ya Allah. No doubt it is our gunas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you sent us to fill the masjids. We have emptied the masjids, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you sent us to bring your Quran alive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our youngsters have guitars in their hands. Our young daughters are singing on the stages. Their bodies are writhing to the music. Ya Allah, you sent us to cover the bodies of humanity with the shroud of haya and shame. Our own daughters are naked, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know in which direction to turn, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. If rain, Ya Allah, if our faces are turned into monkeys and khinzir, if boulders of rocks are thrown upon us, it will be your justice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are the weak ones of the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khar hai, badkar hai, doobe huye zillat mein, kuch bhi ho, lekin tere mahbub sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki ummat hi hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have any amal we can present in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, through the Mubarak Tufail of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the nights of Medina Munawwara witness, Ya Allah. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaning over the bed. He was pressing his stomach to the plank of the bed. Aisha asked, Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? He said, Aisha, the pangs of hunger have become too difficult for me to bear. Ka'ab bin Ajura came in the masjid. He said, Mali araka mutaghayyir al-lawn. Oh my beloved, why has your face changed color? He said, Ya Ka'ab, ما دخل جوفي ما يدخل جوف ذاتك من مدخلا. He said, Kaab, 3 days have passed and not one morsel of food has entered my stomach. He was returning from the path of Allah. He told his sahaba, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أَرَى إِخْوَانِي. He said, oh my sahaba, I wish I could see my brothers. Sahaba said, Awalasna ikhwanak ya Rasulallah. They said, oh Nabi of Allah, are we not your brothers? He said, Antum ashabi. He said, you are my sahaba. My brothers are those who will come after you. My brothers are those who will come after you, who without seeing me will bring iman upon me. Ya Allah, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called us his brothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. He couldn't bear to see the hand of a thief being cut. If he was alive today amongst us, Ya Allah, if he was amongst us, he needed to see the little babies of his ummah slaughtered like this. What will happen to him, Ya Allah? Hamare paas koi amal nahi. Ya Allah, we have nothing to present, Ya Allah. We are presenting the tears of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on the ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, have mercy on the ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, 2 centuries have passed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the blood of this ummat has become cheaper than water, Ya Allah. The batil of today has pride on their weaponry. They have pride on their armies. their pride on their technology. Ya Allah, the batil of today is saying, where is your Allah? Ya Allah, we have no weaponry. We have no army. We have no technology. Oh my Allah, we only have you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we only have you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we only have you, Ya Allah. Ya Jabbar as-samawati wal-ard. Ya Imad as-samawati wal-ard. Ya Badi as-samawati wal-ard. Ya Khaliq as-samawati wal-ard. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we only have you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have come to call you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have come to call you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we could see you, if we would fling ourselves at you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, after the long night, it is you that brings the light of daylight. Ya Allah, after the long winter, it is you that brings the warmth of summer. Ya Allah, after this long night of batil, after this long night of deviation, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the light of hidayat, Ya Allah. Bring the light of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the light of hidayat, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Restore the dignity and honor of the ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no one we can turn to besides you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, isse badi mahroomi kya ho sakte? What greater loss can there be, oh my Allah, that we take your name and we don't feel the sweetness of it in our mouths, Ya Allah. Hum tere naam lete hain aur tere mohabbat ki mithas hamare dil mein nahi hai. Isse badi mahroomi kya ho sakti? What greater loss, Ya Allah, that our heads are in sajda, our hearts are not beating with your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this dirty, filthy environment of shamelessness and music and haram and zina is like a steel wall in front of us. Every time we try to go one step towards you, we are going 20 steps backwards, Ya Allah. We are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ab to bas kar de mere malik, ab to bas kar de mere malik. Ya Allah, turn the tide, Ya Allah. Turn the tide, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to give the Hindus hidayat also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give the Christians hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give the Jews hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give the idol worshippers hidayat, Ya Allah. Give America hidayat, give Asia hidayat, give Europe hidayat, give Australia hidayat, give Africa hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard that when a kafir dies, 99 black serpents attach themselves to his body. And they continue biting him till Qiyamah. Ya Allah, we have not shown them the way of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have not introduced them to your greatness, Ya Allah. Hamare kusure, Ya Allah. It is our, Ya Allah, it is our fault, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for the work of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the fikr of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us strive in your path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the jazba of sahaba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, is kaam ke haqaiq hamare samne khol de. Is kaam ke nafa khol de. Is kaam ko apne zindagi ke maqsad banane ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Hame deen ke dai bana de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us to strive in your path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us ambassadors of your greatness and your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bring this ummah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Establish the amal of masjid, Ya Allah. Let our homes become the markaz of hidayat, Ya Allah. Give us the love of Quran. Give us the love of your zikr, Ya Allah. Give us the love of your marifat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with dirty, filthy hearts, Ya Allah, you cleanse them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, amongst us there are those who are involved in music. Amongst us there are those who are involved in TV. Amongst us there are those who have hurt the hearts of their parents. Amongst us there are those who are involved in riba. Amongst us there are those who are involved in haram earnings. Ya Allah, amongst us there are all different types of wrong, Ya Allah. On this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. On this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. We are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq to make tawbah of these gunas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to change our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to change our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to change our lives, Ya Allah. Give us the strength to turn away from these gunas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen. Accept our wives, accept our children, accept our parents, accept our entire families, accept the entire ummah of Habib Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh may Allah, those of our relatives that have passed away, Ya Allah, fill the qabars with noor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the Muslims that have passed away, Ya Allah, make the qabars gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not make it pits from the pits of Jahannam. Ya Allah, the day is coming, Ya Allah. The day is coming. Our own relatives will place us in that black hole in the ground. Munkar and Nakir will come. They will ask, Man Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, Man Nabiyuk. Allah, if you forsake us, if you forsake us at that time, that entire grave will burst into flames. Ya Ghawthahu min al-Nar. Ya Ghawthahu min al-Nar. Ya Ghawthahu min al-Nar. Become our companion in the grave, Ya Allah. Thabbitna in the swal. Thabbitna in the swal. Become our companion in the grave, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Hashar, protect us from the azab of Hashar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not open our book of deeds. Do not open our book of deeds, Ya Allah. Sometimes a little child brings his book, he scribbled on it. He says to his father, look at what I have written. The father looks at the scribbling and says, Shabash, my son, you have written so well. Ya Allah, you love us more than our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you also say Shabash. Ya Allah. You also say Shabash. Ya Allah. Do not take away Sab, Ya Allah. Under every hair of our body is a gutter of sin, Ya Allah. Hum kaha bhaag jayenge? Sattari ke mamla farma hai, Ya Allah. Protect us from the azab of the day, Allah. Let us receive our book of deeds in the right hand. Let us cross the sirat with the speed of lightning. Grant us jam-e kothar from the mubarak hand of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, that fire whose stones will melt mountains. What will it do to the flesh and blood of its son? Those are khamse bardash. Nahi ho sakte. We won't be able to bear that azab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Save us from Jahannam. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, our family members, our parents, our children, our relatives, Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those who have some need, Ya Allah, fulfill the jaiz needs, Ya Allah. Those who are sick, Ya Allah, grant them shifa-e kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra, Ya Allah. Those who are looking for partners, grant them nek partners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are be'ulad, grant them pious children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your treasures are limitless, Ya Allah. We don't know how to ask, Ya Allah. We don't know what to ask, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, according to your shaya nishan, Ya Allah, you grant us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know what our needs are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the know of everything, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. On this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, one time, Ya Allah. Ek dafa, mere Malik. Ek dafa. One time, you say to Jibreel that I am happy with it. Ek dafa mere Malik, kaho Jibreel se ki main inse razi ho gaya. Hamara kaam ban jayega. Hame khali haath wapas na karte. Don't turn us back empty-handed, Ya Allah. In your Quran, you have said, "Wa amma sa'il fala tanhar." In your Quran you have said, do not turn the beggar away. We are beseeching you, Ya Allah. We are beggars, Ya Allah. ہمیں کوئی حق نہیں. We have no right, ya Allah. We are begging you through your fazal and your mercy, ya Allah. Do not turn us away, ya Allah. Do not turn us away empty-handed, ya Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. والحمد لله.